This is Lawson Lamar, State Attorney, Ninth Circuit, for a few more hours.
Let's start with, what are some of the achievements that you're most proud of?
When we look back at the condition the county was in 1972, when I started prosecuting, we saw huge growth. We saw prosecution and law enforcement not ready for it. We saw the influx of some organized crime and other corrupt elements. And I started to work to found the Metropolitan Bureau of Investigation in 1974. It actually got off to a functional start in 76, and we changed its name. Originally was the Organized Crime Strike Force, and about 2 years later we changed it to MBI, but it's really been the same group ever since. And to date, it is the longest lasting and most successful strike force in America. We founded the Joint Homicide Investigation Team just this last year here in Orange and Osceola counties, and that team allows smaller jurisdictions to have a first-class group of detectives come in and swarm a murder case. And the recent case that we solved out in Ocoee with the JHIT, the Joint Homicide Investigation Team, would not have been solved as well or as quickly but for the team. Ocoee has a great police department, but they don't have the numbers of detectives with the homicide experience that you really need when you have a complicated case. That's the first case in recent history where a witness has actually been killed by a defendant. And we can't let that ever happen again in this community. And the lesson is out there to criminals, don't do this, because we will not rest until you're in prison. And you're going to be in prison for the rest of your life, which might be until you're executed.
Tell me a little bit about the resource officer program that you helped start as well.
Sure. The school resource officer program was not actually started by me. There were two resource officers in the Orange County Sheriff's Office when I took over as sheriff in 81. But I expanded the program into the middle and high schools across the county. And I caused the middle school resource officers to go down into the elementary feeder schools. And they were not just school cops. They did a lot of teaching, mentoring, and counseling. And that was a very, very effective program. But getting back to MBI for just a moment, MBI has fought the vice industry to a standstill in Central Florida. We're one of those places in Florida that does not have a thriving, exotic entertainment industry. You have only to drive a little ways over to Tampa to find places that are really doing things which are inappropriate for the community. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't think we need it. We're not Las Vegas. This is a great place to raise kids. Not that Tampa isn't, but we're proud of the fact that we have kept those influences to the legal minimum. We have fought the narcotics situation very, very effectively in Central Florida. Sure, we have a problem, but not like a lot of other places. We have fought human trafficking very, very aggressively. And if anybody thinks that the prostitution situation was something which involved the happy hooker and so on and really wasn't that harmful, all they have to do is look back to the 70s and you would see underage, as we do now, underage girls addicted to narcotics and brought to the places of prostitution by the pimps. And some of those children had tattooed on their arms property of whatever group it was. It was a horrible exploitation. Those kids were used like Dixie cups and thrown away. We'd find them dead in alleyways, and it was really, really a sad thing. And we have reduced that about as far as it can be reduced. So we have fought organized crime, vice, and narcotics very effectively in Central Florida when you compare us to other areas that have the huge visitor populations.
Can you tell me what else has changed in the state attorney's office during your 20-plus years there?
We have reached out in a program which is not altogether familiar to some state attorney's offices with something we call early truancy intervention. We are out in the schools that have the highest truancy rate, and we have made literally thousands of children, kindergarten through fifth grade, attend school. It's hard to believe with the sort of audience we have at 90.7 that there are youngsters who don't go to school, but there are. And if those children do not learn the basics, they have no future except narcotics dealing, prostitution, and so on. So we've helped a lot of kids with that program. I have a research partnership with UCF and have had it for many years. I taught a long time at UCF, and they have looked at our juvenile prosecution extensively again and again. And we in Orange and Osceola counties have had tremendous reductions in the numbers of juveniles engaging in armed violence, carrying guns illegally, doing robberies, and repeating serious felonies. We have culled them out of the juvenile population, taken them to adult court, and removed them from the community. Now, that doesn't put them in direct contact with adult felons, but it does remove them from the community, and that has lowered juvenile crime hugely. That's a lot of people who haven't been robbed, shot, burglarized, and so on. And the other kids are motivated by the fact that when they see a thug with a gun go off to prison who happens to be 17, they know that will happen to them too. And there has been a tremendous deterrent effect. And if you look at the numbers of those serious juvenile crimes in Orange and Osceola, they have dropped markedly. In fact, in some categories, we've had the best drops in the entire state of Florida.
So what's next for you? What's next for Lawson Lamar? What are you planning to do next?
Nicole, I have been on call for 40 years, and before that I had Vietnam. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a break and ride my bicycle. I want to do some lawn work. I have some hobbies. I love to shoot. I love to mechanic. I'm going to do some of those things, rest, clear my mind, and decide what is next. I've had a couple of nice offers to say yes and go practice law or do some board work. I don't know that I'm going to participate in any boards right now other than charities, and I just have to figure out what Lawson's going to do when he grows up. But I know what I've done for a long time has been intense, and my wife has said, I don't see any way you can slow down, but maybe I can. I'd like to slow down. I would like to do some extensive reading again. We're getting a book that I co-authored, republished this year. It's a textbook. That's fun. So I'm going to take a little break, and thank you for asking that very nice question.
Any words of wisdom for your successor?
Absolutely. The complexity of this office is almost overwhelming, and we interface with a great many civic groups, non-governmental service organizations. We help Harbor House, Mad Mothers. It goes on and on and on. They expect us to do certain things to protect people in this community. We interface with all the police agencies, all the local and state ones, and most of the federal ones. They expect us to be able to prosecute their cases efficiently. We interface with the courts. We interface with the bar, especially the defense bar, the clerk of court. We do pretrial diversion. I designed pretrial diversion at the request of the prior state attorney, Robert Egan, and that is an important program that touches a number of organizations. And my advice to them is don't change anything until you understand how all of it works. And both of the high-ranking leaders at the new state attorney's office are good trial lawyers, but they've never led any significant organization. And they need to take their time. I've told both of them, take your time, learn how this thing works, and when you decide to make a change, confer with all of those agencies and make sure that everything can be coordinated properly, because something that you do over here that looks like a minor internal change can really derail a program at a police department, one of these civic organizations that's out there working for victims, whatever. And remember, the public looks to the state attorney's office for protection. We're supposed to serve victims carefully and thoughtfully, and it's a tough organizational job. So my advice to them, take your time, get it all figured out, confer with all the partners before you make changes.
And one more question. What would you like to say to the people of Orange and Osceola County?
My message to the people of Orange and Osceola is very, very simple. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have let me do this work with some of the most wonderful people in America. The police establishment here is wonderful. The support groups in the community are wonderful. And we've been able to have partnerships with all sorts of agencies, groups, and schools here, from the public schools to, through UCF. All of these things have worked, and they have allowed me to live my dream, which is to do the things with great people that allow this to be a great community. So the people have placed their trust in me for years. My team has done amazing things for the public. I mean, the last full year that we have reports for, we did more trials than any other state attorney's office in Florida. We had the second highest wins at trial. We sent more felons to prison than Miami or Lauderdale, the two larger jurisdictions. So these folks who have worked for me, for the public, have done an amazing job that I'm proud of, and I'm just grateful for having been given the opportunity and the support that we've had over the years to fight crime and do things for victims, for the public, for kids. And I've just had a great ride doing this. It has been a wonderful experience, bumps along the way, budgetary issues, all sorts of things. But we prevailed, and I'm proud of my people, both here and years ago in the sheriff's office.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lamar. I appreciate that.
Nicole, you're terrific. Thanks a bunch.